Obi-Wan strode into the stadium. He felt the heat and the noise of a crowd eager for the event to begin. As the Ysuron hero and record setter for the event in the last Galactic Games, Maxo Vista was here as well. Obi-Wan found a seat as close to the judges as he could and watched on a view screen overhead while Vista's podium zoomed to the center of the stadium.
"Welcome all," he said, his voice amplified throughout the stadium. "I'd like to introduce myself. I am
Maxo Vista," the crowd roared.
"You may not remember me,"
the crowd roared once again,
"but I was at this event 7 years ago."
A cheer went up.
"I didn't do too badly."
Vista paused and waited for the cheers and laughter.
"And I truly hope that today my record will be broken. I'm just a Galactic Games official now, 7 years older and 7 years slower. So I'd better make way for the next generation of athletes."
The broad grin still on his face, Vista suddenly vaulted off the platform. The crowd gasped, but a cable launcher hidden in Vista's belt let out a long line, and he bounced at the end of it, only centimeters away from the ground. With a powerful thrust, he flipped his body upward, then twisted, flew through the air, and landed on his feet. His movements were so graceful, it was more like a dance than an athletic feat. The crowd erupted in cheers and applause. The cheers went on and on. The cheers fell away for Obi-Wan. He heard only the absence of sound, the silence of concentration and revelation. The lines of Vista's body were suddenly familiar. The fluid, powerful way he moved. Maxo Vista was the air taxi pilot who had tried to kill them. And he was the speeder driver who had run down Arno Daring. Which meant that the great hero of Ysuron was the insider who was behind fixing the games. It was his fault. If he hadn't been so irritated at not knowing who Maxo Vista was, he would have looked closer at him. "Perception comes from not one, but all angles at once." "Yes, Qui-Gon." Obi-Wan raced down the moving walkway that circled the stadium. He had to make it down to level 20, where Maxo Vista would enter the VIP box. He was almost at the door of the box when Astri dashed toward him, curls bouncing and robe swirling.
"Obi-Wan!"
"Later," he said tersely, striding toward the door. She grabbed his arm.
"You must know this. The pod race. Something terrible is going to happen."
He half turned and searched her dark eyes.
"How do you know this?"
"Bog," she said. "He went to Maxo Vista to tell him what you had discovered."
Obi-Wan almost groaned aloud.
"Vista wasn't there, and so Bog accessed his data pad. He thought as a fellow council member he could do this."
Her hand to her throat, Astri got the words out fast between her panting breaths.
"And discovered that the pod race is not only fixed, but booby-trapped. The nav computer will lead the pod racers close to the city's hub. The lead pod racer will get taken over by the nav computer. It will be made to crash into the crowd. Bog is going to tell Liviane Sarno, but I came to you."
"Does Vista know about this?"
Obi-Wan reached for his comlink as he asked the question.
"I didn't, but now I do."
Vista's voice came from behind him. He smiled as Obi-Wan turned.
"I promise you, I can explain everything. This way, Obi-Wan."
Maxo Vista had a blaster pointed at Astri, but the friendly grin was still on his face. Astri could not see the blaster, which was on his other side. Obi-Wan stepped inside. The floor moved under his feet. He realized that he had not stepped out into the VIP box, but onto a moving podium. It suddenly zoomed to the center of the stadium. Vista's hand dropped and the blaster was lost in the folds of his cloak.
"It is a long-range model, and it is still pointed at Astri," he said pleasantly.
Light suddenly hit Obi-Wan's eyes, dazzling him for a moment.
"Welcome to the exhibition match."
Maxo Vista's voice was amplified throughout the stadium.
"Jedi against athlete. Let the event begin."
The crowd roared. A cube of white light settled over Obi-Wan. Another flashed over Maxo Vista. a holographic image of a Triton, a wild creature from the planet Isolian, appeared in front of them. On the tip of one pointed ear, a green laser glowed. His snarl was amplified and echoed through the stadium. An announcer's steady voice boomed over the stadium.
10 seconds. Contestants, prepare.
Obi-Wan judged the distance back to the stadium. It was too far. The podium was too high for even a cable launcher. He was trapped, and Anakin was just about to begin the pod race.
Welcome to my world, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Maxo Vista whispered. I had a feeling the Jedi would show up, so I've been planning this.
5 seconds, contestants.
A lightweight weapon emerged out of the platform floor in front of Obi-Wan. He grabbed it. At the tip was a green laser. Obi-Wan guessed that in order to score points, he would have to hit the laser on the hologram with the laser tip of his weapon.